solo adventure awaits you.
This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
It's a great, big, wide, wonderful world. But the world is also getting smaller as technology and globalization goes clicking along. Astrid, your solo travel advisor, has a lot of tips and thoughts about how to make your solo travel better. And today, we turn her attention to some trusted global brands. I'm producer Catherine O'Brien. Now, Astrid knows a ton about different brands, but don't expect a comprehensive guide here. Today's conversation will cover a couple of brands, covering some of the basics that will benefit the solo traveler. Do you feel like you have an affinity to certain companies and how they do business? Why is knowing brands important for the solo traveler?
Anybody who travels knows that it is important, whatever you are using on your travels, whether it's a service of an airline or your hotel or the type of luggage you are dealing with, you want to know that what you've paid for will give you the product or the service that you expect. To use a brand that you know and are comfortable with, it is a really a big comfort, or I guess you would say, that you know that it's going to produce like you're supposed to. So I think that it's very important to find the brands that you like and to continue to use them unless you have a reason that you need to switch to something better.
I noticed that on your website, astrotravel.com, there's a lot of talk about brands, and it's something that you focus on for the solo traveler.
Definitely. That's kind of one of the reasons why I did develop the website, Astrid Solo Travel Advisor, because people are always looking for things that are smart to use or not to use or to avoid. And I've had so much experience. I've been very lucky, but I've had so much travel experience. So I feel like that I have a lot to share when it comes with products to use, etc. And I must share that I think that I have so much good knowledge, and that I'm going to launch a marketplace in probably less than 60 days. And Ooh. I will be focusing on my own products that I'm developing, as well as what I call Astrid Travel Essentials, products that I really think that are essential to smart travel and comforting travel. So,
well, stay tuned here. Podcast listeners, we'll give you an exclusive on all of that. Okay, but we can turn to some other, we'll turn away from the Astrid brand for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into the brands. Let's start with hotels.
Hotels, there are a lot of really nice hotels, but in that segment of travel, hotels are systematized, or they're too the same, like, say, certain chains or whatever. You know, you feel like you're staying kind of like in the same feel every time, and there's nothing there that makes you happy that you have chosen that company or that brand. I like to look for in hotels or a brand that is authentic to the place, that every hotel is different, but there's a consistency in terms of cleanliness, service, quality of, or attention to detail, and something that makes it a cut above and that has that extra dimension. So in terms of hotels, the two brands that I like, internationally, I like the Sofitel Hotels, which this is a French brand, and it's part of the Accor Hotel Group. And for in the U.S., I like the Kessler Hotel Group. This is a brand that was developed by a gentleman from Savannah, and he was very involved with the Days Inn franchise and IPO, and he eventually sold out, and he wanted to do an upscale brand, so he developed Kessler. So those are the two brands that I particularly like.
Yeah, I've never heard of Kessler. So how would you sum up these brands?
Okay, well, basically, the Sofitel is, I would say, you always get a elegant, mostly modern place that has wonderful French hospitality. There's always a feeling of a chicness, sensuous, but it's not really too expensive. Hmm. It's got a real French touch to it. So I love staying there because you get affordable luxury, and it really is luxury, and the price point is anywhere between $200 and $400 a night, and it really depends on whether you're in Paris or Hanoi. You know, it depends on the place, how expensive it is. But I love their presentation. It's always good, and it's not what I consider too canned. Mm. Now, their offshoot, they have a sub-brand called Sofitel Soh. And this to me is really great when it comes to hotel brands. They don't have very many Sofitel Sohs. I think there are only four, maybe five now. But these particular hotels were, their design concept and their interiors are done or headed by a famous fashion designer. And I tell you, these are beautiful hotels. I had the good fortune to stay in the Sofitel Soh in Bangkok. And it's just, this hotel is so well conceived that it is just, I mean, it's a destination place itself. But this hotel, Christian Lacroix, I'm not very good at French phonetics. He was the designer, and he's actually really one of my favorite French designers of all time. He doesn't really design clothes anymore, but he does work with Sofitel and some other lifestyle. He's doing lifestyle brand products and that kind of thing. But so this particular hotel was conceived around a feng shui concept of the elements in life: earth, wind, fire, and water. And what they did with this hotel was they created or they designed the rooms to be in one of these elements, except the fire element. The fire element basically is in their fabulous restaurant that has open ovens, and this place is really something else. Well, they have these four types of rooms, and they have a standard decor that either highlights the wood element or highlights the water element or the metal or the air. And because I'm a travel blogger, I did want to see all of the different rooms when I got there, and they gave me a whole tour of the hotel. But when you check in, first of all, you have this beautiful welcoming ceremony. Individually, you and the attendant that comes to you, you don't check in at a desk. They bring you to a beautiful area where there's also a bar in it, but the reception area is, I think, on the 10th floor. The hotel starts 10th floor up to about 25. But you have this welcoming ceremony that they pour you this drink that changes colors. And it kind of gets you in the mood that you're going to have a magical experience here. But it's in line with Siam and some kind of two specific elements to this drink that changes. There's a story behind it, but I really don't remember it, so I don't want to just try to make something up. But what they do is you actually can take a test to see if you don't know whether you're metal or you're wood or whatever. And they put you in a room that is matches your element. And I tell you, I saw all the rooms, and I am what's called a metal tiger.
And, yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. That room was all white with a lot of chrome, and it was exquisite. And I saw all the other different types, and I can tell you, the metal room was absolutely by far my favorite. But I think that's such an interesting concept putting a guest in that kind of room. So that started my whole time there, like, God, this is so intelligent and artistic and sophisticated. On the top of the roof, they have one of the coolest rooftop bars in Bangkok. It is so wonderful, and especially for the solo traveler. There are all kinds of little niches that you can go and either be by yourself or join in with people that maybe you are just meeting or whatever. And there's DJ every night, and the beautiful light. I mean, this hotel was just beautiful. All of the people who worked there had these beautiful Christian Dior designed uniforms. They had this wonderful logo, the Tree of Life, and everything was so well conceived. And this is the psyche of the Sofitel brand. They are into having a sophisticated but high-minded, comfortable stay at their places. You just feel really cool when you stay in a Sofitel. They just have a way. So I love the Sofitel brand because it's right in the right price point, and they give you, I think, a fabulous experience for the money. Now, the Kessler Hotels. The reason why I like the Kessler Hotels, and I kind of just happened on them. I was on the Baton Rouge Chamber of Commerce at one time, and we did what's called canvas trips. And one of our trips went to Orlando and Tampa and in that area of Florida. We were looking at what they were doing, innovative in business and medicine and these kinds of things. But so I got to stay at a Kessler Hotel when we were there. And I loved it. I thought, this is just really she. I asked the people at the desk, tell me something about the Kessler Hotels. And they said, all the Kessler Hotels and this particular offshoot, which they have what's called the Grand Bohemian, and it's kind of like a subgroup of like the Sofitel and the Sofitel Soap. But all of the Kessler Hotels have original art in them. The whole thing. There is not any piece of artwork in their hotels that are not original art. And in the gift shops, most everything sold in the gift shops are by artists, whether it's scarves or a souvenir type of destination, you know, I Love Savannah or whatever. And a lot of the art you can buy. Even in the rooms, they have original art.
How cool.
And yeah, it's really cool. And the concept that Mr. Kessler had is basically he wants to foster artists in getting people to appreciate art, being introduced to new artists, whether it's sculpture or painting or whatever. And it's really, really a different and a high-minded concept. But also he's got the interiors. The Grand Bohemian interiors I find are a little bit more glamorous and kind of sophisticated. The hotel in Orlando, which I thought was great. I thought this was like Hollywood in Florida, and it was like $210 a night, I think, but it was beautiful. By the pool, they had gorgeous sculpture, and then they had this big white tinted area with chandeliers and white furniture, and this is when white was just coming on as, you know, a design element. And, you know, outdoor party area, but very well done with a lot of well-maintained shrubbery and little private areas. I mean, it was such a fabulous hotel. And then the bar area where you could eat as well as, you know, have some drinks, etc., was so comfortable, and they had these large, gorgeous, beautiful canvases. I think of a tiger and a woman or something. It was, but it's stunning. It's really, the hotel was just something else. So that was the first time I was introduced to the brand. So I asked all about it, and they told me that this gentleman was from Savannah. He had been involved with Days Inn, and then after they had done the IPO, the other partner didn't want to do a luxury concept, so he decided he wasn't finished with hotels. So my next Kessler experience was when I went to Savannah. I thought, well, I'm going to go to, when I'm in Savannah, I'm going to go to his hometown. And he has two there. The one I stayed was the mansion on Forsyth Park. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous place. And beautiful pool area, too. Had some tented area kind of in a courtyard. A little bit different looking than the Grand Bohemian concept. But it had a beautiful wall. With a waterfall coming out of the wall and lighted up at night with a graphic. It just, everything about the hotel, he's just got the right feeling of warmth and sophistication and uniqueness, that creativity. So I loved it. And here again, the price points of the hotel, you get a whole lot for your money. So I would say that both of these brands, you get just an unbelievable amount of class for the money. Consistent quality, basically affordable sophistication, and attentive service and staff. Bar none, both of the chains, wherever I've been, they really stood out to me.
They sound awesome. Yeah.
They were awesome, awesome.
What about travel gear? What are some travel gear brands you like?
Okay, well, this is such a broad topic, and I could do several podcasts, maybe even a year.
Maybe
apart.
Might, yeah.
So I'm just going to focus on luggage, because I have a blog, or I've written two blogs on a particular brand of luggage that I like. So I'm going to focus on that because lots of people read about it. And it's not, this brand of luggage is not super well known, but I think it's just great, to tell you the truth, especially for the price. Okay, this particular luggage brand is called It Luggage, IT. Doesn't that sound cool? This is it? but this is a British brand. It's actually owned by a family. And they, in the notes about the company, they just say they have a passion for luggage. And they really do. I mean, every year they create over 100 different looks and graphics on their luggage. They're constantly trying to up their product, especially in their price range. And they just got a spirit to them that I really like. So, you know, they do hard side and soft side. Their soft side, one of the things they're noted for, they have a certain design that is a wide handle design. And it is touted as the world's lightest wide handle design. And this particular type in their soft side is so lightweight that you could almost blow it. It's very lightweight. But it has the 360 spinners. It's stylish, and the fabric itself is very durable, and it comes with a 10-year warranty, which I think is great, especially for luggage that isn't real expensive. Then the hard side, which is my favorite, because I don't like soft side as much, because sometimes things just break. And then if it's raining, especially if, say, the luggage has to be on the tarmac or outdoors a little bit, your clothes do get damp. So I just like the hard side a little bit better. It might be a tad heavier, but here again, it makes some really lightweight, very, very tough hard side luggage. It has the same 10-year warranty. It has the 360 spinners, and you, anybody looking to buy a luggage, you've got to have the 360 spinners.
I am a Solo Travel Talk listener, so I knew that was my first question. Do they have the 360 spinners?
Oh, you have to. Yeah. Don't do the ones you lug and have the rollers and you can't spin them, because when you're a solo traveler, so you, if you have more than one bag, you know, like two bigger bags that you're checking in, if they have the spinners and you can turn them on their, not on their side, but like vertically, or I don't know how you really say this, but you can put both of them in and roll them easy. I mean, and they switch around, you know, they're not tumping over or you're falling over with them. They're just, you have to have the 360 spinners. Plus, they have so many styles in the hard side. The graphics, I mean, you can choose different kind of cruise graphics or parrots or dogs or destinations like Paris or New York or, you know, leopard skin. I mean, they have so many different looks on them. And that appeals to a lot of people, because a lot of people, they want their luggage to be unique, or they want their luggage to make them happy, or they want their luggage to speak to themselves, So, I mean, I think it's, you know, they're not just giving you a certain upscale look or whatever that you're forced to buy because there's no other options.
Well, it sounds fun.
Yeah.
It's a little fun.
Yeah, yeah. They're very British about it all. You know, they want to be, they've got a swag to them, I guess you'd say. And then, of course, you have your solid colors, and then they have inside pockets and dividers. So I really do, I was drawn to their brand. And when I went around the world last year for 50 days, I decided, I had never used them before, but I decided I was going to try them out. And I found a set on Amazon, three pieces for $120. Now, that's usually what I pay for one piece. And that's not even the really good luggage, but I never spend a lot of money on luggage because the luggage handlers beat it up so much. And
stuff happens.
I mean, I've had Louis Vuitton luggage. I've had really good luggage. And it just makes me really, I just think to myself, I don't want to just get that beat up like that. You know, if you're flying on a private jet, that's a whole different deal. But if you're going commercial, I don't know. It just doesn't sit well with me. So I decided to buy this luggage set, thinking if it falls apart on the second stop, I'll just buy some more along the way. Well, I decided that I wanted to buy white luggage. Now, this is really counterintuitive that, you know, it's going to get all scuffed up and the beat up is going to look really bad and, you know, maybe just look kind of stupid, you know. Well, I got on this trip, and the luggage was working like a charm. I mean, the handles were holding well. I was stuffing it as I, you know, was going on the different stops and buying too much. And I was getting all these compliments on, that luggage is so pretty, that white with the black little accent and everything. And I thought, well, maybe my instincts told me right that I, you know, so by the end of the trip, that little set of luggage was like it was abominable. It was so wonderful. So I must say, I am sold on the IT brand. I mean, I really do think for ultra lightweight quality luggage at affordable price, you really can beat IT. Hmm. So, I like to buy off of Amazon. It has a website, but I always go to Amazon. You know, I must sign up with them, so it's easier. But you can find it on its website too. So that's my travel gear recommendation for luggage.
I like it. All right, let's switch it up a little bit. We know that cruises can sometimes be a great option for travel. Can you profile a cruise brand for us?
Okay, well, there are a lot of cruise brands out there, and there are a lot of cruise brands that just, you know, overfeed you and overcharge you for, you know, Kleenexes, just anything that you'd want. They can do it, but there's always an extra surcharge or upcharge or whatever. And then two, you know, when you're a solo traveler, you have the signal supplement, and some are a lot more than others. And the cruise industry is getting more and more attuned to there more and more people who do travel solo, who choose to travel solo. So they're having special cruises that are only for solos, or they're waiving the single supplement, etc. But the cruise line that I like the most, and I'm going to focus on the river cruises rather than the big cruises, because that is a couple of shows, really, to discern which one is the best for a solo traveler for different destinations, for different experiences. There's a lot of different things that have been developed. I mean, some people love the humongous ships, and then the others don't like that at all. They want the little ones that can go into the bays and all that. So I'm going to focus on the river cruises because they are becoming very popular. The brand that I like the most is the Uniworld brand. And I to sum this brand up, basically, it is a collection of boutique, when I tell you, beautiful boutique river boats with gorgeous interiors, exquisite cuisine, and they have so many different types of excursion that are geared to any kind of traveler. It's not just, you know, certain little tours that sightseeing kind of tours that you have when you take at the different stops. They have biking and hiking activities, or if you want to do art in museums, they can arrange that, and they have those options already. If you're into food and wine, or if you want to just do a food tour, they can make all kinds of different experiential types of activities when you stop at the different stops happen. And on the others, there's not quite as much as this. They are hyper about that. They also go all over the world on any river. Most all the rivers that have any sites, they now have a presence. They, like other river cruises, they do have now theme-based types of trips, whether it's on particular music or food and wine or holiday market cruises. Those are very popular. And they even have Jewish heritage cruises for people who are interested in Jewish history and Judaica. They are even starting that, which I thought that was, that gave you another insight into that they really want, when you travel, that you experience depth in what you're doing. It's just not going to drink and eat and go to the spa, okay? So the other thing that they are known for, and I have experienced this, is they are hyper attention to detail. I mean, they are the lady, B. Tallman, she is a matriarch of this family. And this river cruise line is owned by a family. But she is really into detail, and especially service. Impeccable service. I mean, it's like they read your mind. Sometimes I think reading my mind, you know, but wow factor. This is what when I think of Uniworld river boats in there, the whole experience is just a wow factor to it. And it really is there. It's not cheesy. They go into, to really making it like an authentic experience. And plus for the solo traveler, they have a way of not ever making you feel alone or like you're not important or not including you. They kind of go out of the way. You know, I know on the two cruises that I went on, I mean, I felt like that I was kind of an honorary guest because the other people were either with groups or their husbands, and I wasn't. And, I mean, I got a lot of extra special attention. I did. I really think you know, I want people to understand, I think that this brand is unquestionably a cut above the other ones. And like I said, it's family owned, and how it all really got started, and I think this is one of the reasons why it's like this, is the Tallmans were from South Africa, and they started their first boutique hotel. Their original entry into hospitality and travel was with boutique hotels. And they started in South Africa, and they developed the Red Carnation and the Chesterfield brand of hotels. Well, my first experience with their hotels was in London. I stayed at the Chesterfield Mayfair, which that still is a fabulous hotel. Well, I tell you, from the minute you walk in there, they already know your name. Now, this was like the first time I stayed there was about 20 years ago. Now, that was before a lot of artificial intelligence. I didn't know how they did all this. But this hotel, I love the interiors. They had these leopard. This leopard theme is kind of like everywhere. And Miss Tallman must love leopards, because you'll see some leopard either in prints or in just stylistic details, whether it's in a painting or just something. She's just really, really subtle in how she does this. But every room in the Chesterfield Mayfair is a different design. Padded chintz on the walls. I mean, the attention in the high level of interior design just really made me, I mean, I love this place. So that was my first experience with the Tallmans and the Red Carnation. And then another time, I went to Palm Beach, and I stayed in their hotel there. Again, fabulous in every way. And what they've done is they've transferred this wonderful, fabulous boutique type of hotel chain to the riverboats. And, I mean, they have a passion for making people feel comfortable and happy. I know I read something that they said they want to uplift people's spirit every time they stay at their hotels. And now that they're transferring that kind of same service and psyche to the riverboats, and they really do. I mean, their riverboats, when you go on there, you get a happy vibe just to begin with, and they're so beautiful. So I have been on two of their riverboat cruises. I went to I went on the Grand Tour of China and the Yangtze River cruise, and then I went on the Splendors of Egypt and the Nile cruise. Both of those cruises are fabulous for the solo traveler. I mean, in terms of luxury, logistics, safety, quality of all of the activities. Food is absolutely delicious, but you don't have to, they don't feed you constantly 24 hours a day. And it's like you have butler service, basically. Especially for the solo traveler. They are so attuned to the solo traveler. I know when I was on the Egypt cruise, it was so beautiful going down the Nile in the day or the night. And so a lot of times at night, I would go up on the top berth and just cruise down the Nile. And invariably, every 20 minutes, I would have somebody come up and they'd look. And if they thought I wanted something, they wouldn't bother me. But they were very attentive to, was I okay? Did I need anything? It was just wonderful. I mean, every step of the way, whether it was, you know, we had a Pharaoh party one night in the lounge, and all of their different entertainment that would come in. They were always extra special with me, because I was the only solo traveler on that particular. So great. I mean, these people are just right on the money when it comes to the solo traveler. So You know, I would say for the money, in most of these cruises, the Uniworld is not more expensive than the others. So it's a comparable price. So basically you have fabulous ships, warm and attentive staff, lots of different and interesting shore excursions. And if you want to do something totally off the wall, they'll try to make it happen. Oh no, they're not just like, oh no, well, that's not, we don't have that capability. They want to make it happen. They want you to be happy at all times. I think they take the approach that most people who are going on a cruise or whatever, they need their spirit to be uplifted or something. That, 'cause they really have a real desire for people to love life and to be happy, at least when they're a guest of theirs. Over-the-top cuisine. They have chefs on all of them. Fun-filled nightly activities, and they do. I mean, I wasn't so much, I'm not, I like at night, I like to kind of be by myself. I like to journal and that kind of stuff. But I did take part in some of it because it was cultural, etc. But they have stuff going on all the time at night. Full-service spa facilities on all of them. Their spas are great. They have all kinds of different things that you can experience in the spa. And you know, like I said, their attention to the solo traveler is, I mean, as good as it gets. Because they're not intrusive, but they're very attuned. You know, I almost think they have somebody that's totally assigned to you and you don't know it. But that's the way it felt to me. So, I'll just end it by saying the most affordable, top-of-the-line luxury cruise vacation experience on a river cruise is definitely Uniworld. As a solo traveler, treat yourself to a Uniworld river cruise experience, and I bet you'll be a repeat customer as I am. And the bottom line, Uniworld riverboat cruises are just wonderful.
Well, now, listeners, you know some hotels to stay in, you have a cruise line to try out, and you have a type of suitcase to give a try to. The next time you start filling that suitcase, make your packing easier with a handy packing list. You can get your own copy of Astrid's complimentary packing list. Just go to astridtravel.com, download the packing list. It's right there on the front page. Listeners, did you like hearing about these brands? That's why Astrid is your solo travel advisor. Please let her know if you want to hear more of this. We'd love to do some more brands if this is something that's interesting to you. So reach out at astridtravel.com. Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to seeing you next week on Solo Travel Talk.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or her solo travel advisors, visit our website, astridtravel.com.